Praise the Lord. Waymaker. Miracle worker. Promise keeper. Light in the darkness. Once we understand that we can live this abundant life, if we accept that, he's the waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Hallelujah. God, we bow before you and thank you, God, that you are a waymaker. You are a miracle worker. God, you are a promise keeper, God. And your light shine in the dark places of our lives, God. And we thank you, Lord God, for that. God, we thank you that you forgive us, God, when we fall short of your glory, God. That you are a forgiving God, God. And you're asking us only to repent and turn back to you, God. And we thank you for repentance, God. And thank you for your acceptance of all of us, Lord Jesus. God, we thank you for this morning, God, how you have just been with us, Lord God, that your presence could be felt throughout this place in this sanctuary this morning as you even began to heal, Lord, and deliver, God, and just correct some things in us, God. We thank you for that, God. God, we even thank you for the word this morning, God, because we believe, God, that you send the word for us that we may reflect you as we go out beyond these walls, God, and we thank you, God. Father God, if there be anything in me that's not pleasing to thee, God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you remove it right now, that I may hear clearly from thee, God, and I commit to stand here boldly and declare the word to the church that you have given, God. So Holy Spirit, move now. Holy Spirit, move. Rise up in us, God, that we may open our spiritual ears and hear what thus says the Lord for the church. So let now your power, your glory, your anointing be felt throughout this building, that people will know that you are God and you're God alone. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Let us say together, amen. Waymaker. I love that. It just reminds me that I don't have to make my own way because he's a waymaker. Oh, yeah. I just love that. This morning, God is taking us to the Old Testament. So that's the beginning of your Bible. That's what, to the left. So we're going to 2 Kings this morning. 2 Kings. And see what God has for us as we begin to close out this month and the children will do praise and worship and enjoy the Lord next week. 2 Kings chapter 20. Verse 1 through 6. 2 Kings. Chapter 20. 2 Kings. I think I'll just read from here. So when you're found it in your Bibles, please stand all over the sanctuary. We do this to honor God's holy word, to let him know that we love him. And we treasure this word that he sent for us. So it reads this way, 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1 through 6. In those days, Hezekiah became ill and was at the point of death. The prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, went to him and said, "This is what the Lord says. Put your house in order, because you're going to die. You will not recover." Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. Remember, O Lord, how I have walked before you faithfully and with wholehearted devotion, Lord, and have done what is good in your eyes. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. Before Isaiah had left the middle court, the word of the Lord came to him. Go back and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, this is what the Lord says. The Lord of your father David says, I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. On the third day from now, you will go up to the temple of the Lord, and I will add 15 years to your life. And I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria. I will defend this city for my sake and for the sake of my servant David. You may be seated. Hezekiah, they said, turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. Hallelujah. A message this morning that God has given us. Please hold on to it throughout this week and forever. God wants us to know. It is praying time. It is praying time, church. It is praying time. For the month of September, God has purposefully given us messages related to prayer. First Sunday, God told us that there is a need for prayer. Second Sunday, God spoke again and said to our church, pray with confidence. Last week, God spoke to us about faith-driven prayers. So as we began to close out this month, God is saying to us, I have given you information about the power and the privilege of prayer. And now it is praying time. It is time to put into action what I've been saying to you all month. Abundant life, we have work to do. And God is saying to our church, it is praying time. It's time to get this thing right for God and with God. So he needs us to pray. So, and I believe this morning, no matter how long we have been on this earth and how long we have been in church, there are some things going on in all our lives that we want God to change. Am I right about it? Come on. There's something either going on in your family, with your friends, in your church, in your community. Somebody needs to understand this. Even in this world, that God wants his warriors to begin to pray. But see, the warriors must understand that prayer really does change things. And God has given us this power and this privilege to change things here on earth. Churches, it's praying time. It's time to stop talking about what's wrong with our children, what's wrong in society, what's going on all around us. It's time for the church to pray. Because I just believe God's word that there is power here, and he's given us this instructions. Jesus went off to pray. Jesus went to secluded places to pray. Even before he went out to do ministry, you would see he would go someplace and he would pray. So I would say, don't move towards doing anything for God before you. Amen. Hallelujah. See, I just believe, and this is me, after I spent some time with God, I just believe, believers, prayer for you all that believe in this word, that prayer is not an option for us. See, God has given us this privilege to intervene, to change some stuff in our homes, in our church, in our lives. So it's time to pray. Hallelujah. So I'm going to move to our morning text and see what God has to say about us and to us about Hezekiah. Hezekiah. So a little history about 2 Kings is that during this period, people and the kings had experienced rich times and challenging times. But when King Hezekiah came on the scene, he was a righteous king. We're told that he moved all the idols aside. Anything that was not like God in the temple, King Hezekiah had it removed. King Hezekiah was known as one that trusted God and had a relationship with God. In times of battle, he would not go out with not talking to God about what he needed and how he trusted God to move. So our morning scripture covers a part of King Hezekiah's reign. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. He was in the line of Solomon and King David. We're told that Hezekiah came to the throne at age 25. And he reigned for 29 years. But at this time, there was a message from God brought to him by Isaiah, the prophet. He told him that God said, "Get your house in order, that you're going to die." King Hezekiah trusted God. He was in a relationship with God. And he understood that in the past he had prayed and something happened. So the Bible tells us that King Hezekiah would not accept the word from the prophet. That he decided that he would turn his face to the wall. See, I believe King Hezekiah knew something about the power of prayer. I believe he knew something about the need of prayer. I just believe he knew something about praying with confidence. I just believe he knew about faith-driven prayer, you all. So he turned his face to the wall. And he reminded God, "God, I'm one that have served you faithfully. God, I'm one that have trusted you with all my heart, God. God, I just need you now." See, I believe because he was an offspring of King David, he decided to pray like Psalm 61 went. He would say, "Hear my cry, O Lord." You ever been there? "Hear my cry, O Lord, and attend unto my prayer. God, until the ends of the earth will I cry unto you when my heart is overwhelmed." I can just imagine, "God, I need you now. God, I'll look to the hills where cometh my help, because my help cometh from the Lord," you all. We can learn from King Hezekiah. Because, see, we have some things to do outside of these walls. But listen to what God did when he prayed in faith, in confidence, you all. The Bible tells us God answered. God does hear our prayers, you all. Have you ever prayed and God actually answered and intervened on your behalf? Somebody ought to give him praise for it. Have you ever prayed and God answered? And he's still answering our prayers, you all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. "Yeah, I've seen your tears," he told him.
I'm going to heal you. I don't know who's that for. Somebody needs to hear that. I've seen your tears. I've heard your prayer. And I'm going to heal you. I've seen your tears. I've heard your prayers. And I will answer you. He's saying, as so many times before, don't you throw away your confidence in me because you're going through it this time. I've seen your tears. I've heard your prayer. And I'm going to answer. Because he's a God who is able. He's able. He's able. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can even ask or think. But see, church, we have to get to a place where we believe it. We talk a good game. We quote scripture. But God wants us to get to a place of believing it, a place of obedience. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that he gave Hezekiah 15 more years. That's a mighty good God that we serve. Hallelujah. I can just believe Hezekiah getting the word. See, he was related to the dancing king, David. I can just imagine him getting up and start to dance. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. See, when those praises go up, it shifts things, people of God. No matter what it looks like, magnify the Lord. Give him praise no matter what you think is about to happen to you, because God honors that. You all. Hallelujah. Just like King Hezekiah. Yeah, we face some threatening situations. I don't know about you, but sometimes trouble seems to be on every side. There may be even brokenness, illness, burden from unforgiveness. I can't let it go. Habits that we can't break, destroying us. Looking good on the outside, broken inside, looking good on the outside. But God is saying to the church this morning, if you believe this word, it is praying time. Yes, yes. Amen. See, the prayers will not work unless you believe that they're going to work. Amen. God needs us to access this power that he's given us. Church is praying time. Just think about what you're going through in your family. God is speaking to each one of us. It's praying time. We can shift some things here on earth. The church has studied prayer over and over and over again. And God has given us messages this month about prayer. So it's time to stop studying it and do it. It's praying time, church. Hallelujah. So this is good news. It's just good news because, see, Jesus knew stuff was going to happen to us here on earth. He knew we would be disappointed sometimes. We would have shame and blame running all through us. And we'd be facing trials and tribulation. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But Jesus said, be of good cheer. This is Jesus. It's in red in my Bible. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I'm your way maker. I'm your miracle worker. I'm your promise keeper. I'm your light in the darkness. But you must believe it. You must believe it. Hallelujah. And this is something I want the church to always remember. I say it practically every Sunday. They're wondering, why don't you use another scripture? But the word of God is true. It's the same today and forevermore. Yesterday. And it says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, then you ask. Then is praying time when you are abiding. So the question for the church this morning, are you abiding? Really? Come on. Are you really abiding? It's this word in you. That's what Jesus said. I didn't make this thing up. But God wants us to walk in this power and this anointing. In order to get there, you must say, abide. Abide, church. Read the word. Believe the word. And apply the word. Saying it's praying time. Read the word. Believe the word. Apply the word. Then it's praying time. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Hezekiah's story is still relevant. Holy Spirit, help me, for us today. First of all, if you look at King Hezekiah and you read his story, it says that he had a relationship with God. We are told that he obeyed and he honored God. In order for God to hear our prayers, we must be in a relationship with him. See, we've talked about it, but God is kind of rewinding some things because we don't have it right yet. See, this is a good day. Don't wink at me, but this is a good day to check out your relationship with God. And really, ask yourself, do I have a relationship with God, the Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, really? Or am I coming to church? Don't wink at me. Don't wave at me. This is for you to put the mirror in your face. Do I really have a relationship? Am I in a relationship with God? See, on Facebook, y'all are in a lot of relationships. Not in a relationship now, in a relationship now. Next week, in a relationship, not in a relationship. I read. So the question is, have you ever put out there, I'm in a relationship with Jesus the Christ, my Lord and my Savior? To be in a relationship, you got to spend some quality time. You must invest in a relationship. You must spend time daily in a relationship. You must talk love talk in a relationship. Just asking the question, are you in a relationship with Jesus? Second, the Bible tells us that King Hezekiah trusted the Lord. I hear you over there. Do you trust the Lord to handle anything that you're going through? The Bible says he trusted the Lord. Do we get out in front of God because we want things to happen right away? God, if I need you, I'll let you know. I got this one, God. But how is it working for you, really? Check it out. How does it work when you get in front of God? I got this. I'll call you if I need you, God. The Bible tells us that King Hezekiah trusted the Lord with all his heart. And he did not lean to his own understanding and his own intellect. But in all his ways, he acknowledged God. And God directed his path. And when he called on him, when it was time to pray, God answered his prayer, you all. See, there is so much going on in this world. I think it's time for the people of God to trust him. We talk about it. If I ask any of you all, do you trust God? Everybody say, oh, yeah. But does your life state that you trust God? Come on, let's just talk back to me a little bit. You can talk to me on this one. See, when it's time, when you get tight and things get tight, does your life represent, your action represent that you trust God? Do you believe that God is working it out for your good? Not just saying it, but does your behavior indicate that you trust God? See, we're talking about it's praying time, but if we're going to pray, we got to pray in faith. And we have to believe that God will answer. That means we have to trust him. You got to be in a relationship, then you must trust him. Help me, Holy Spirit, wind it up. This is for our good, you all. But it's for us to reflect and think about how we're living our lives here on earth. We're born, we're here to glorify God, and then we die. So how are you living, people of God, really? Are you living to satisfy your own desires? Are you living on purpose that God has given you for your life? Okay, just having a conversation with you. Thirdly, Hezekiah followed the commandments of the Lord. Now you got to do what the word says. When we go to God in prayer, we must go to him in the right and righteous relationship. The Bible says the effective, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. That's the word. I didn't make that up. NIV says the prayer of the righteous man is powerful and effective. So God is saying to our church, oh, yeah, you're called. I have a special purpose for you, but you must get right with God and do it now. And watch me change some things in your life. God is saying to someone, do not allow anything to block your blessings. If you have sin in your life, be real with yourself and get rid of it. You confess your sin. You ask God to forgive you. And you repent. See, we talked about a repentance last week in Bible study. Because too often we ask for forgiveness, but we never repent. We ask God to forgive us, but we keep doing the same thing over and over and over. And then you call on the Lord and expect him to hear you. Repent, people of God. This may not be an easy message for you to hear, but I know it's right because it's the word of God for the church, for the church, for all of us. So we must be mindful. We must be mindful of all the things that we've studied that will block our prayers. Guilt. Doubt, wrong motives, bitterness, idols. And an idol is anything that takes priority over God. Money, relationships, people, your job. Gotta do that job right. But do not allow your job to become an idol and put it before God. See, I know this is right because we're just having a conversation here. God has great work for us, so we're just talking because we want to be about our Father's business. Oh, yes, we do. And God is clear. He created us with purpose. God wants to be first in our lives. We started the church with this scripture, and this will be a scripture forever to reflect on. Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God. Pastor, why do you keep telling us that? Because we're not doing it yet. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all those things that you think are important. God will give to you, but God just want to be first, you all. We got all kinds of stuff that we do before we get around to doing God's business. It's praying time, church. It is time for us to pray, but we have to get rid of anything that would block our prayers and keep us from living victorious lives. It's praying time. In addition, we must pray, church, as we get right with God. Sincere prayers. First of all, start with your own life, that God would root out anything that would block you from communing with him. Pray for your family, for their salvation, for their wholeness, people of God. Pray for your church. It's praying time. That we can be in the will of God and that we would be evangelists for God, that we'll go out and tell others about this good news. Church is praying time. So coming to church is not all about us having a good time, but it's about doing the will of God while we're here on earth. Church is praying time. God has given us this great privilege. Hezekiah used it. And now we get to pray in the name of Jesus to change some things. Will you be a world changer? Are you willing to put aside some of the stuff that you think is so important to do the will of God and pray for God's people? Jesus is our advocate. We've learned that. Seated on the right hand of God the Father, interceding for us as we pray. God has given us authority in Jesus' name to change things here on earth. Are you willing to do it? I just believe God has a charge to the church. Like we have a charge to the church on the wall. God's charge to abundant life, you all, is to apply this privilege of prayer. He's specifically saying to abundant life, I've called you to be different. Now is praying time. I've called you to make a difference, abundant life, but it's praying time. God is saying to us, I have chosen you. You didn't choose me. But it's praying time. I have set you apart with a special purpose here on earth. But it's praying time. See, I don't know what we're not getting right, but God is saying, shift today. I'm leaning towards abundant life, but I want you in my will, in my word. Is praying time. As my faithful servant Hezekiah prayed with confidence, I desire the same for you. Hallelujah. But there are some things I have to help you with before you go outside. He said, if you're broken, it's praying time. If you're walking around with shame and blame and blaming yourself, God said to you, it's praying time. Let it go. If you're addicted to anything, God says, seek my will in prayer. It's praying time. I'm the God who will break chains. I will set you free. I will deliver you. I will heal you. But I've given you the privilege of prayer. The songwriter said, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege it is to carry. He made the way for us. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Is it working for you? Is it working? Is prayer working for you this morning? If not, just think about some of the things that were said that God is saying to us. If you're praying and it's ineffective, just reflect what God has been saying to the church, you all. Because truly, 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 He is our way maker. He is a miracle worker. He is our promise keeper. He is a light in the darkness. So he will deliver us. So I leave this thought with you. Pray about everything. Pray in confidence. Let your prayer be full of faith and wait for God to answer. Don't get in front of God, because God knows what's best for all of us. Holy Spirit, I just pray someone is hearing now as you speak to them. And this is for you. I don't know who you are. Therefore, be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving in your hearts, present your requests to God. Church is praying time. And the peace that surpasses all understanding will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. So I end with that. God is looking for us to be prayer warriors. He's saying it's just time to stop reading, talking about prayer. It's time to do it. They say, just do it. Just do it. But you must do it in faith, in confidence, that it's going to change things. Too often we pray and we doubt, people of God. This is a new day. This is a new day. Stop praying and saying, but I'll see what God's going to do. Yeah, I prayed, but. See, but cancels out everything. That means you're filled with doubt. We have work to do. God needs us to be confident when we send our prayers up to heaven, that he will hear and answer. He answered Hezekiah. He'll do the same for you. Do you believe it this morning? Please stand all over the sanctuary. I pray that you've heard what God has for our church. Pray in confidence. Let your prayer be full of faith. And pray, you all. Put it into action now. Get rid of your doubt. Have you ever heard anybody say, I pray, but I don't know what God is going to do. Well, what did you ask him to do? Come on, talk back to me. Let's be real. Have you ever done it? Let's be real. I pray, but this is your day to stop putting but behind God's blessings, or in front of God's blessings, really. I believe I know all of you. I believe you were saved yesterday in the name of Jesus. So I'll ask, do you have a church home? Does everybody have a church home? Not just you, just anybody. Bless the Lord. Come on up. Come, just stand there. You got a church home. You got a church home now. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I believe everybody else is members of the church.